Hey, it's Dave. So this morning we have some new breaking news from Reuters saying that Tesla is going to be opening up a new Shanghai factory in addition to their existing one. Here we have this Reuters article exclusive this morning. And here's the basic gist of this article here. So Tesla sent a letter dated May 1st, and it's addressed to local authorities in Shanghai's Lingang Special Area. Tesla thanked Lingang officials for their support and described how a company run by the Lingang Group had arranged buses to transport 6,000 workers of Tesla and its suppliers to the factory and carried out disinfection work needed to enter closed-loop production. But here is the kicker, that Tesla is planning to build a new plant in a nearby area. So here are some more details. This new plant is in addition to Tesla's existing Shanghai plant, right in China. This new plant will have an annual capacity of 450,000 vehicles. I'm assuming this would be probably the first phase. It could be expanded further in the future. And this would make Tesla Shanghai the world's largest vehicle export hub. Now, a couple months ago, Reuters actually reported some similar details from an article back then. And they said expansion plans for their existing Shanghai plant aim to put Tesla on track to produce around 1 million vehicles this year, or 22,000 vehicles per week. And once they have their new plant, or the second plant, up and running, fully operational, Tesla will have a capacity to produce up to 2 million cars per year at its expanded Shanghai factory. All right, so the question here is, why is Tesla building another factory instead of just expanding their current factory in Shanghai? It looks like to me that they're expanding their first factory actually to the limit. And it looks like they're trying to push as fast as possible to get to a 1 million vehicle annual run rate as soon as possible in Shanghai. But they're wanting to expand even further. And so the question is, will this second factory they're working on, will it be for another vehicle model, or will it be just for the Model 3 and Model Y? It's possible that China is working on a different, right, a China design model, and this could be a vehicle specially designed for that. All right, another question is, why double down on China versus diversify your risk, right? Why shouldn't Tesla build other factories in Asia? For example, Japan is a big market, or Korea, or even India long term. I think it's likely Tesla will build more factories in other countries when and if it makes sense from a tariff and also logistics approach. Also, when you look at China is a huge market, and it really presents actually a current opportunity for Tesla. So China is the world's largest car market, and by far, the government is pushing EVs very strongly. Tesla and the local supply chain there are driving down costs and increasing demand for electric vehicles. And Tesla here is making a big bet to win the China market. If you look at total car sales last year, China sold 21.5 million cars compared to the US's 15 million cars, followed by Japan's 4.5 million cars. All right, there is a major inflection point regarding the adoption of EVs. And we're seeing this huge shift into a mass market adoption for electric vehicles. This is what Tesla's been planning for over a decade. Back in 2013, J.B. Straubel, co-founder of Tesla, gave this presentation saying that, hey, Tesla is expanding, or looking to expand to 700,000 vehicles by 2019. This was back like when nobody thought that these type of numbers were possible. And so Tesla is showing years in advance, sometimes 5 to 10 years in advance, they're projecting and really making the plans necessary to fulfill its growth goals. China, if you look at these new energy vehicle sales, like this is actually quarter by quarter, just the past 2 years, it's trending up significantly. And this is the percent here of total new energy vehicle sales compared to total passenger vehicle cars. So if you look at this, is trending from below 5% to approaching 20% just within the past couple of years. China's EV adoption is going crazy. Here's a global zero emissions vehicle fleet in millions. If you look at China here, this is the big market, it's almost half of all zero emission vehicles globally worldwide. All right, so we are in this major inflection point, I think, in the S-curve of EV adoption. And there is a perception shift as well. More people are admitting or just accepting that EVs are more compelling to drive and to own compared to ICE cars. EV costs are dropping faster than ICE cars, or the cost of production, right? The cost to make an EV is dropping much faster. This is increasing demand. Also, EVs enjoy lower maintenance, a longer life, they're more compelling to drive. You're seeing more FSD improvements, and they're better for the environment. And all of this is happening in China very fast. All right, so what's the bigger picture here? I think EV adoption is happening fast, especially in China, and Tesla is refusing to be left behind. A lot of people would rather have Tesla not be as aggressive in China because it concentrates risk. But Tesla isn't slowing down globally as well. Austin and Berlin are ramping production this year, and Tesla is likely to announce new gigafactories in the next year or two. So what Tesla is doing in China is not going to take away much from Tesla's expansion plans elsewhere. And while there is risk of doing business in China, Tesla is believing they can make a big impact there and help the entire world transition to sustainable energy. Also, if things go awry in China and Tesla is forced to shut down their factories there, I don't think it's the end of the world. Sure, it'll hurt, but Tesla is very capital efficient and they'll be able to build new factories in other countries rather quickly. And the 2020s is a decade of EV adoption. So whether or not Tesla is exposed to China, I think Tesla will be fine. I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.